In the interest of trying to keep us on time, I'm going to get started in the hopes that we'll have a few late stragglers, but that's okay. Excuse me? You want me to speak like this? Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm John Piccarelli. I'm with the National Institute of Justice and its International Center. And it's my privilege to welcome you to this panel today on the international trends in fighting child exploitation, as one of my colleagues has corrected me. This panel came about mainly because of the mission of the International Center. And the mission of the International Center at NIJ is twofold. One, of course, is to focus on international criminal issues. And I can think of no other issue that is more international and more internationally challenging than child exploitation. And the other is to act as a bridge between the United States and foreign countries in the importation and exportation of both ideas and technologies. And what we have here today are three panelists that represent that ideal, that both through their concepts and through the use of technology are building international coalitions in order to fight child exploitation online. And so today what you will hear is the truest form of what we call ideas across borders, the idea that borders may act as an inhibitor at times, but we need to transcend those borders in order to deal with many different forms of crime. So today we'll have three speakers. The first is Catherine Cummings. She's the executive director of the Financial Coalition Against Child Pornography at the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which is closely associated with the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children right here in Alexandria, Virginia. Then, after Ms. Cummings speaks, we'll have Bjorn Erik Ludvigsen, who is a police superintendent with the National Criminal Investigative Service in Norway, but also serves as one of the coordinators for what is known as CIRCAM, the COSPOL International Internet-Related Child Abusive Material Project. COSPOL is another acronym that's basically an effort through the European Chiefs of Police Task Force in order to focus on criminal issues that transcend national borders in Europe. So this is one of these thematic networks, and Bjorn Erik will go into more detail on how that works. And then following Bjorn Erik, we'll hear from Per-Ake Wexell, who is a detective inspector with the Swedish National Criminal Police in Stockholm. Per-Ake is in a more interesting position in that he's working with both. He is the primary liaison for the CIRCAMP effort in Sweden, but because of the Financial Coalition's work within Sweden, he has had contacts with them as well. So he'll focus most of his remarks on CIRCAMP, but you may hear him mention how the Financial Coalition operates in Sweden. So each will have 20 minutes to speak. Afterwards, we should have about 20 to 30 minutes for question and answer, so I hope you'll have plenty of good questions to throw at them. So without further ado, Ms. Cummings.